a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Gap Spray Texture, and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. This is our favorite time of the year for projects because it's fall. It's so pleasant outside. It's pleasant inside. You can get pretty much anything done in or out of your house. And if you've got something in mind to take on, but maybe you don't know how to get started, you got a problem you need to solve, you don't know what to do about that, maybe you're stuck in the middle, maybe you got a decor dilemma, and you don't know what color to choose or what goes with what. Well, we've got answers, and we're here to help you get those jobs done. Reach out to us with your questions. Two ways to do that. For the fastest response, go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up today, it's the time of year when you'll take on that last round of outdoor cleanings, and a pressure washer can make short work of that project. We're going to share some advice on what you need to know when buying one.
And texture walls and ceilings are popular, but if you have to make a repair to that surface, restoring the original texture is a big hassle. Now there's a quick fix that can restore that surface in minutes. We'll share details just ahead.
And if you're ready for a healthy alternative to the cost and the waste of bottled water, we're going to review water filters that can be installed in your home's plumbing system to deliver great tasting water at a tiny fraction of the cost of buying bottled.
But first, don't you just hate it when you're smack dab in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, that's what we do. We're like virtual WD-40 guys. It doesn't matter what that question is. We are good for 1,001 uses.
And if you reach out with your questions, you'll get an answer, plus a chance at winning a very cool countertop or vanity makeover kit from Deich Coatings. It allows you to roll on a new marble surface. Yes, we said marble, in a single weekend. It retails for $169, but going out to one listener drawn at random. So reach out to us right now with those questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Montana is having some drainage issues with the driveway. Tell us what's going on.
I had my office driveway resurfaced with asphalt, and I thought that the people did a really excellent job until we got a monsoonal rain and all the water was collecting, and I had to leave to go down to Colorado, and I got a frantic phone call from my husband telling me that the water was backing up into the house, and it was like a big pool. And I call the asphalt people, and they're not responding to me.
Well, listen, if they just resurface the driveway, they're not going to do anything to change the pitch.
That's true. They did do it, but they deliberately, supposedly, they had the pitch so that it would drain off into the lawn.
And they didn't quite get that right. So how do you fix that?
Yeah.
If the water is draining down the driveway back towards the buildings, in other words, it's never really draining off to the lawn anywhere, then what you have to do is you have to put a curtain drain in the driveway itself. And in a driveway, basically, it's a job where the driveway is essentially sliced in half. You know, they slice out a chunk of driveway that's maybe 6 inches wide, and you drop this trough into it so that as the water falls down the driveway, it drops into the trough, there's a grate on top, and then it runs out the bottom of the trough. And, of course, that requires some additional plumbing, so to speak, because you have to hook it up to drain pipe to take it to the lowest place on the property to get rid of the water. But that's how you drain a driveway that's not pitched properly. And typically that's put, like, right near the house or right near the garage lip or something like that so that it catches the water, you know, at the lowest possible spot.
So who would I call for something like that, a plumber?
You're going to need a general contractor that can install that for you. I mean, a driveway ceiling company is not going to do it. A general contractor that could do that, you know, it's kind of a handyman project. It's not a difficult project. It's not a really time-consuming project, but you essentially have to cut into that driveway and install a drain. You've got to catch that water, and you've got to manage it, and that's the only way to do it, Susan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Mark on the line now, who's calling in from Illinois about a question for staining fences. And Tom's done a lot of this summer season that's just passed. So what's going on, Mark?
One of my pet projects. Hey, Mark, how can we help?
I'm in a condo association, and we have a few fences to stain or paint that we just replaced a year or two ago. So the wood has just been sort of weathering all this time, and I was curious what the best way to approach this is.
So what's the fence made out of, Mark? Is it pressure-treated lumber? Is it cedar? What is it?
I think it's cedar.
So the first thing you want to do when you've had a fence that's, and by the way, you're doing the right thing, letting it air dry like that for in your case, about a year. I went a different direction for a different reason. But in your case, I think that was a good thing to do. But the thing is, now that it's up there, you're going to have to clean it first because it will have picked up dirt just from the air. It may pick up a little moss or mildew or algae. So you're going to want to use a cleaner and brightener on it. And if you decide what stain brand you want to, you know, pick up, you can probably stay within the same family. So, for example, I used Olympic on a big fence project. I did 72 sections of fencing, so it's a big project. And I used the Olympic Solid Color. It's Olympic Maximum. That's the brand. And I used it because I actually had used this product about, got to be 10 to 20 years ago. And I found the can of this in my basement with all my paint, you know, ready, sitting there ready for touch-ups. And I wanted to figure out what I used on another fence, and it was the same one. And I'm like, okay, this had a good result with, you know, I had 10-plus years of life out of this finish. I'm going to use that. So that's how I got to the Olympic Maximum. And I use solid color on fences always because they last longer. If you use semi-transparent, you have less pigment that's in it. So I use solid color stain. And I clean the sections first. So make sure you use a cleaner or a brightener and then let that dry. And then you can apply the solid color. You're going to need about 2 coats. And depending on the configuration of the fence, you can either spray it if it's got a lot of nooks or crannies, or you can brush it and roll it. But typically it's very hard to brush and roll a fence because it's hard to get to all the different spots you want to get to. So that's how I would approach it. I would use solid color. I'd make sure I clean it first, and I'd probably spray it.
One more question about that. So some people don't like that both sides of the fence are painted. Have you ever left one side, like the inside, like where someone might see it coming out onto their patio?
You want to protect the wood on both sides. You want to protect all the open edges. So I would make sure I got all of those surfaces clean. Otherwise, the fence is not going to last that long. So you're saying they want it just to be natural. They don't want it to be, I don't know what color you're thinking of, white.
Yeah, so inside where the patio would be, some people have asked that not be painted just because they like the natural look, but the outside we painted white on the street side, if you will.
I was going to say you could use a different color stain on the inside, but it's going to be difficult for you to match up stain on one side is darker and stain on the inside is a different color. I mean, it's up to you. I mean, I guess you probably could, but you may have some bleed through. It will definitely be a more complicated job. You could spray the inside like a natural cedar color, for example, which is kind of the color that it becomes when it ages. So you could use a different color on the inside and a second color on the outside, but I definitely feel like you should be treating the fence with a stain. Otherwise, it's just not going to last. Because the stains have UV agents in them that keep it from cracking and checking when it's exposed to the sun, so it kind of protects the wood.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, whether you're cleaning a car, a sidewalk, or a house, a pressure washer is a great go-to tool for outdoor cleaning. We're going to tell you how to choose one that's right for the projects on your to-do list when the Money Pit returns. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. Whatever you guys are working on, give us a call, listen in, do whatever you need, because we are standing by to give you guys a hand. Make sure you follow along with your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking on a project to improve the counters or countertops or vanities in your house, there's a new product out from our friends at Deich Coatings. It's called the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. And it lets you create real marbled vein surfaces in a few steps with no special skills needed. You can create pretty much a tough, resilient marble surface with distinct defined veins or one with soft swirling veins. You decide, just roll on your colorful new Marble Dream finish. It's available for $169 at DeichCoatings.com, but we have one kit going out to one listener, drawn at random from those who contact us with a home improvement question. So make that you. Go to MoneyPit.com/ask or call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jeanette in Colorado's on the line and needs some help with a radiant heating question. What can we do for you?
I would like to know if it would be good to do the radiant floor ourselves or to have someone else do it. Is it going to increase my electric bill quite a bit? And if it is something I could do, what materials would be best to do?
Wow, lots of questions.
Yeah, we only said one question, lady.
All right, so it's the bathroom is the only room in the house that you want to have a warm floor?
Well, for starters, we would like to do it in the kitchen also. But we thought we'd start with the small project as the bathroom.
And what kind of a house do you have? Is it a ranch? Colonial? What are we talking about?
No, it's more of a ranch. It has a, the bottom is not sitting completely on the ground because it's lots of rocks and stuff in the mountains there. So it does have crawl spaces underneath.
It does?
Yes, it does have crawl spaces where we have sump pumps in there to help anything that might cause that. So you can crawl under the house, but it's not very much room.
Okay, and how is it heated? Is it hot water or a hot air system?
Hot air, but we mostly use pellet stove.
So it sounds to me like you're going to be limited to an electric radiant heating system. There are different types of heating underlayments, so to speak, that you would put on a bathroom floor and you would tile on top of. Now, is it expensive? Yes, it's electric heat. It's expensive to purchase and install. It's expensive to run. It's not a way to save money on your heating bill. There's nothing cost-effective about electric heat. It's very pleasant and nice to have that warm floor, but it is an expensive project and it's expensive to run. That said, if you put it on its own timer, so it's only on, say, in the morning or in the evenings for a limited period of time, you can manage that expense. Is it a do-it-yourself project? Yes, if you're pretty experienced, because the tile mats usually have to be ordered custom-made. And, you know, you have to make sure that they're installed properly, because if you get that floor down and it doesn't work, you get a big problem. You end up having to tear it up. Frankly, my advice would be to not do it yourself, because I would rather have a contractor do it that's worked with it time and time again. I'd hate to see the whole thing get together and you got a problem with it and you got to tear it all up and start again. So the amount of additional expense for labor, I think, would have sort of an insurance quality to it to make sure it comes out right.
Well, thank you all for your advice, and I appreciate it.
Well, a pressure washer is a great tool to have for outdoor chores. You can clean sidewalks, driveways, decks, siding. I use it to strip paint off of old cast iron radiators, Leslie. It worked better than anything else I could think of and took all that paint off. So if you have one, it's a great thing to have around. If you don't, it's a pretty good investment, because believe me, you'll find something that you can use it for all the time.
Yeah, it's one of those tools that's just like a fun project to use it for, and there's lots of things you can do with a pressure washer. So there's definitely, though, things that you need to be considering when you are in the market to buy one. Now, the first is the water pressure itself. A light-duty pressure washer with 1,300 to, say, 2,000 PSI, or pounds per square inch, that's going to give you about 30 times more pressure than what comes out of a garden hose, and that's good for things like your car or the siding or a boat. Now, if you need something a little bit stronger, you can choose a medium pressure washer that goes up to about 2,600 PSI, and that's good for cleaning, getting rid of all that grease and grime. And heavy-duty pressure washers, those are really best used for stripping surfaces because they are super powerful.
Now, you also want to look at the gallons per minute, or the GPM. It's pretty important, because the larger the GPM, the more surface area a washer can actually clean. And then finally, think about the price. You can expect to pay anywhere from about $100 you know, up to maybe $500 or $600 for a decent machine. And make sure you read the reviews. I just went through this process myself because my old pressure washer wore out. I mean, it was pretty old, so I wasn't that upset about it. And I wanted to buy a new one. And the one thing that was my pet peeve, Leslie, was that, you know, they all come like in sort of with built-in carts these days, so you can sort of pull it around. But they never seem to have, like, the ability to keep that wand, the spray wand, on the cart. Like, it always pops
that
out.
That is true. It always pops out.
It bugs the heck out of me. I'm like, it would be so easy. You guys can build a pressure washer, but you can't figure out how to put a strap around this thing so it doesn't come out. So I found one that stayed, and I'm pretty happy with my purchase. So lots of options to think about, but a super handy tool to have around for all those reasons.
We've got Bruce on the line who needs some help with some tree stumps around the property. What's going on?
I have two homes that have some trees right next to the outside walls. A couple of them are 6 inches in diameter, and then a couple of the others have up to a foot, foot and a half. Trees been cut off just above the ground level. How do I get rid of all of the trunks and the roots of that without disturbing or hurting the foundation of the house?
Hey, Bruce. Well, listen, so you have one tree or a couple trees that are 6 inches and some that are like 1 foot. Those are not very big trees. I cannot imagine that those stumps are going to have any impact on your foundation. However, if you want to get rid of them, there's a couple of options. Well, one is kind of expensive, and that is you'd have to have a tree surface with a stump grinder get in there, but they may not have the clearance. The other way to do this is by doing what's called chemical stump removal. Now, with chemical stump removal, typically what you do is you drill a bunch of holes in the stump, and then there are different products that are sold that will cause advanced deterioration or advanced rotting of the stump. So it happens faster than just sort of waiting it out, but it still could take a year before that stump completely disappears. Or you just make sure that you've got it cut down below the surface of the soil so there's no trip hazards or anything of that nature, and just let nature take its place. I really don't think it's going to have any effect on your foundation whatsoever. I mean, we get calls from folks that have, you know, 18-inch, 2-foot-wide trees along their foundation. If they've not had an effect yet, then I don't think anything's going to happen from that because the soil will kind of replenish itself. You start to see it, you know, settling in around there. You can always add more soil so you don't impact your drainage. So good luck with that project, and I hope we've helped you out.
Lisa in Iowa, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got borders and wallpaper to take down. Now, what if I paint over it? Should I prime it? And if I have to take it off, do I score it and then peel it off? Do I use water and vinegar? Hey, that's my question.
So here's the best way to approach this project. And yeah, you're right, it is a lot of work, but we really don't like the idea of painting over the wallpaper because you're just kind of putting off the problem for later and makes it even harder to deal with.
Darn.
The easiest way to take off a lot of wallpaper is with a steam wallpaper stripper. And it's a tool that you can easily rent. I know Home Depot rents them. I'm sure other places rent them. And it really does a good job of steaming the glue and loosening up the paper. You can speed the job up by scoring the wallpaper. And there's a neat little tool called a paper tiger that is really a one of a kind. And it kind of rolls over the paper and puts a bunch of little holes in it. That helps the steam get through the surface to get to the glue underneath. And it comes off that much easier. Now, even though I say it's easier, it is still a lot of work. So I don't want you to kid yourself. But renting the steam stripper for the wallpaper is definitely the best way to go.
Well, cool. Thanks a million.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting to you on this autumn weekend from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, repairing a texture wall or a texture ceiling, it definitely can be messy and it can be expensive, but we're going to share a new product from DAP that offers a hassle-free fix when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mario and I was on the line with a window question. What can we do for you?
I have a frame, and obviously it's a rectangle, but the top side of that rectangle on the existing frame of the masonry in the basement, it's metal. It's a metal bar. And I'm replacing my old window with a glass Lux pre-assembled window.
Okay.
And the mortar, the manufacturer of the mortar, I contacted them, and they say that mortar does not adhere to metal. So I am going to have a gap between the top side metal bar and the window at about a half inch. And I'm curious what your recommendation is, whether I should just seal it or actually try to find some material to bond it, not just seal it.
So the gap is going to be on the top or the bottom. What about the sides?
The sides are okay because they're masonry. They're cement. So that's not a concern. It's some sort of, you know, there was some sort of reinforcing bar I put into the top of the frame, I assume for some structural reason. So that's my only real concern. The other three sides are masonry, and the mortar works fine there.
Is this the kind of thing that maybe you could use pressure-treated lumber, a half inch thick piece of, say, pressure-treated lumber plywood or pressure-treated plywood as a shim?
Yes, I would think so, yes.
Yeah, because I think that's what I would probably use, something like that, because you want to basically close down the opening so that the window can be secured. And you could attach the pressure-treated lumber to the old masonry opening and then attach the window to that.
Okay, that's a very good suggestion. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, guys, if you've ever had a leak or a crack or a nail pop come through a ceiling or a wall that's textured, you know that repairing that leak or crack can be easier than the actual hassle of trying to restore the original textured surface. I mean, typically, it's a very messy process, especially when you're trying to fix an area that's small or one that's just really hard to reach. But now there's a new product out from DAP that makes this easy for both DIYers and pros.
Yeah, it's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it allows you to apply orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn textures quickly and easily to both the wall and the ceilings. And it comes in a simple-to-use 25-ounce can that has a 60-degree adjustable nozzle, so you can easily repair a vertical surface, anything that's overhead, or even those hard-to-reach spots. Now, the nozzle system is only available from DAP, and it's called AimTech because it really allows you to direct that texture exactly where you need it. Now, DAP's 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture is really a super handy product that saves time and certainly saves a lot of hassle. It delivers a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and professional results. Plus, it's going to dry in under 30 minutes, guys. That's super fast, and you can paint it immediately.
Love that. So whether you're taking on a repair, you need to match an existing wall or ceiling surface, or you're creating a whole new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture. It's a great choice for both pros and DIYers, and it's available now in select stores for $29.98.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. You can find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're a big drinker of bottled water, we're going to share some tips on a whole house water filter system that saves both money and delivers great tasting water. So stick around.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas. delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing the job yourself or hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get the job done right the first time. You can learn more at moneypit.com/podcast. Follow us for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Whatever projects you guys are working on this fall season, be sure to reach out to Team Money Pit so we can lend you a hand. And here is a great reason to reach out to the Money Pit. We've got up for grabs the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coatings. Now, this is a roll-on marble resurfacing kit. You get it in 4 elegant color scheme options. You can use it on your counter, vanities, tabletops, and it is the easiest kit imaginable. You really don't have to have any special artistic skills to make it look gorgeous. And everything in the kit goes for $169.
Yeah, you'll find this kit at DeichCoatings.com, but we've also got one kit going out to one listener for free, drawn at random from those who call us or reach out to us with a home improvement question. So you can do that at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
All right, let's head down south to the Sunshine State where we've got Judith in Florida on the line. What's happening?
Hey, well, I've got a house that was, it's an old Florida house. It was built in 1958, and the original owners were, I guess, more on the high end of lifestyle. So I was told by many contractors that the house was built with all of the best materials. The problem is terrazzo floors. I don't know. That's what they put down in airports now. They're very expensive and they're super durable.
Yeah.
Sure. But I found a fracture, hairline fracture, and it started having some kind of moisture come up through the hairline fracture. Not, it doesn't go throughout the house, it's just in this one section. But it comes up, and it's, I've tried to call companies that can do, like I wouldn't call it water testing or laboratory testing to see what it is. I've called, you know, I just reached out to every aspect, and I heard you guys on the radio.
Yeah.
There's a moisture coming up, and it doesn't, it's not, it doesn't come like dry and fuzzy and cobwebs like someone said it was something. But
Whoa.
it's like I'm gonna put you off. It comes up like an oily substance, and it almost smells like vinegar. Very mild. And when you touch it, it has like a little bit of a oily substance feeling. And it's not like it pours out. It comes up, and it's this, and over a period of time, I'll wipe it down, and it comes up like the size of it'll pull up like a quarter.
Here's what I think is going on. The reason you have the stain, this moisture coming up where the crack is, because that's the path of least resistance. I don't think that there's any kind of a leak directly under it. I think there's probably leaks, or not leaks, but there's probably high moisture under the entire house, but wherever you have a void, it's going to find its way up. So there's two ways we can address this. One is we could try to reduce the amount of moisture you have around your house. And that's actually fairly straightforward. And it involves looking at the angle of the soil at the perimeter, making sure soil slopes away. But since Florida soils tend to be more sandy and very porous, the more important thing to do would be to look at your gutter system and make sure that there's no gutters discharging anywhere near that area. So if the gutter is clogged, if the downspout is not run at least 4, 5, 6 feet away from the foundation. If you can keep that first few feet around the house drier by managing that roof water through the gutters, there'll be a lot less water to push up into where that crack is. And then the second thing is you could potentially seal that crack. I'm not sure exactly what product I would recommend for that, but I think if it was me, I'd try to clean it real well, let it dry real well. Is the crack open at all?
It's a hairline, like, so you can't. It's literally a hairline.
I'd probably try to seal it. I'm not quite sure what product I would do. I'd probably experiment with something, but I think what I would do is I'd try taking a little silicone and I'd rub it into the crack to see if I can push it down into the crack a little bit and seal that crack off just a tad. And then you can wipe it off the surface like a mineral spirits thinner. It will take any excess silicone away. But do it sort of like in a dry fashion. In other words, don't put too much mineral spirits or it'll wash it out. I think I might try a little silicone in that crack and see if I can seal it off or slow it down. That plus improving the amount of water that collects at the foundation perimeter, I think will make a difference. Because generally, you know, we've seen cracks where you have little geysers show up like in the middle of a house that's built like on a slab. And it turns out it's a downspout 20 feet away that was just misdirected or dumping too much water near a part of the foundation and found its way in. And the pressure forces to come up in that area. So I think usually when you have a crack and you have water, that's what causes it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, if your family uses a lot of bottled water, you may be ready for alternatives that cost less but delivers the same great taste. Now, two types of filters do that for you. You can save money and go green with an under-sink water filter, or you can go for a whole house water filter.
Yeah, so here's how they work. For the under-sink filters, most are dual cartridge water filters. That means they have two cartridges with the filter material in, and they have carbon block and granular carbon filters. The dual filters are going to reduce most common chemicals and contaminants that are found in tap water from municipal sources, like lead, mercury, asbestos, pesticides, and cysts. But they'll also eliminate sediment and bad taste and the odors caused by the chlorine added to the municipal water supplies, which I think is the most annoying thing of all because it's right there kind of in your face. But here's the rub. You got to change the filters. I can't tell you how many times I was seeing these filters as a professional home inspector, and I could tell these filters had not been changed in years. I mean years, so I can only imagine.
Or they changed it like the day you were coming.
Yeah, that happens too. That's right. That's usually with the furnace filter. You can tell because there's dust stuck everywhere, except there's a brand new shiny filter in there. You guys are not fooling anybody. But remember, you got to change those filters. With the under sink, it's about every 6 months.
All right. Now, what about the whole house water filter? I mean, those are installed where the main water line goes right into the house, right? So it's cleaning it right at the source.
Yeah, that's right. So you have everything, the water that you're drinking, plus the water that you're using, you're washing with, you know, it's running through your plumbing system. It's basically going through that filter before it gets to the house. And they're designed to trap dirt and impurities like rust. But they can also improve the water taste. It can reduce the cloudiness. It can reduce contaminants. And they only have to be replaced about every 12 months. I think Filtrete has one that's a part of their quick change system that costs under $100. And it lasts a full 12 months. So it's a nice system to have, and it really does make a difference in the quality of water that you drink and that you wash with.
Now we've got Joseph on the line with an electrical question. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got an older house that was built in the 1940s, and my daughter's nursery, the overhead fan and lights work, but none of the sockets in the room function, and I have no breakers that have tripped.
So somewhere those sockets are disconnected. Now, are you sure the sockets are not connected to a light switch?
I am 99% positive, sir.
There's a seed of a doubt there that perhaps they could be. You know, sometimes the light, outlets are operated by a light switch, but I would say that it's not normal for that to happen in a 1940s house. But what you need to do is this, and when I say you need to do, I think more accurately an electrician needs to do, you got to get into the wiring that's supplying those outlets and try to figure out why it's disconnected. I can't imagine any reason it would have been physically disconnected, which means it's most likely some failure in the wiring of the outlets themselves. But if you open up the outlets, you can see if you have hot wires there and try to figure out at what point they became de-energized, because they are probably wired in series, so the wiring goes from one to the next to the next. And you need to do a little bit more investigation to figure out why that is. But it's really not a do-it-yourself project. I don't want you to make a mistake, and I don't want you to get electrocuted.
Yes, sir. Then I will definitely look at calling in electrician.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Well, this year we seem to have had more yellow jackets and wasp nests around our house than ever before, and Tim reached out with the same issue. I mean, my goodness, they were outside, they were finding their way inside. Like, what was going on, summer of 2023? We're going to share some tips to help you safely wipe out those stinging troublemakers when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railing, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I usually hit them with the foaming spray, Tim, and then what I'll do is I'll put a sticky trap near the opening when it's safe to go near there, because they're going to come back and they're going to try to rebuild that nest, and the sticky trap tends to work well to stop them from doing that. There's one called Trap Stick. It's made by a company called Rescue. And it basically hangs right outside the nest. I leave it somewhere near the window or in the area. And it's interesting, Leslie. This is a tubular-shaped trap with the stickies on the outside. I put one of these up at my neighbor's house. I went back 2 days later. Let me just say there wasn't a parking space left. There were so many bees stuck to that thing. So that kind of takes the ones that were keeping coming back. And then the last thing I'll do is if you do find a hole like that, I will seal that. And the way I seal it is with like the Great Stuff window and door sealant, not the regular Great Stuff, but the kind that's designed for windows and doors. And here's why. The reason is because the ones that's designed for windows and doors is soft and spongy. If you use the regular Great Stuff and you put it in an expanse, it can start pushing the siding off of your house. You don't want that to happen. So I use that. And it's okay if you let it like swell outside the hole, because after it dries, you can go in with a razor knife, utility knife, cut it flat, and then you can make the repair if you have to the wood or whatever kind of siding you have after that. So kind of a three-step process, but that's what we do. And of course, you could also call an exterminator, and they have other products that they can use that are probably far more effective than what we do. But that's my DIY way to get rid of wasps and yellow jackets and hornets.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we ended up getting in a pro because I'm just so terrified of the yellow jackets. And they sprayed into the hole in the siding. And for the next 2 weeks, I would find these like half dead or dead yellow jackets like all over the first floor of the house. And I was like, man, where are they coming from? But thank goodness it's over with. What a summer for those yellow jackets.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day listening to us. We hope we've been helpful with some tips and ideas to help you improve and maintain your home. It's all about the care and feeding of your home, right? It's a place we love to spend so many hours of our lives, and it does need a little bit of TLC, and we are pleased and proud and privileged to be able to share our knowledge with you to help you get those jobs done. Remember, you can reach out to us with questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or anytime at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. An act of war. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel will serve up a fierce response to the early morning attack by Hamas that killed hundreds and saw civilians being loaded into vehicles as hostages. The Prime Minister is mobilizing thousands of reservists with plans for a huge ground attack in Gaza. Meanwhile, President Biden says the U.S. is standing strong with its ally.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Late into the evening, more rocket fire from Hamas was reported, and Israeli military leaders are expecting fighting to intensify through the night. Here at home, police departments in New York, L.A., Miami had sent extra officers to Jewish areas of the city, as well as some synagogues as a deterrent to any possible attacks on those communities. Former President Trump endorsing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan to succeed Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. But another GOP presidential hopeful is also weighing in with his reaction, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott telling the Salem News Channel the removal of McCarthy is taking voter attention away from what he describes as detrimental administration policies. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Attorneys who have been defending MyPillow Chief Executive Mike Lindell are seeking court permission to step down.
In filings in federal court in Minnesota, the attorneys say Lindell already owes them millions of dollars and can't pay the millions more he'll owe in legal expenses going forward. Attorney Andrew Parker writes his firm can't afford to keep representing Lindell and MyPillow. Lindell tells the AP MyPillow has been decimated and that he is out of money, but he vows to keep fighting and says he has no plans to file for bankruptcy. I'm Ben Thomas.
Lindell is defending against a billion-dollar lawsuit filed by Smartmatic over questions about voter tabulations from the 2020 presidential election. Separately, in Washington, D.C., Lindell is a defendant in a similar billion-dollar lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems that also targets attorneys Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. Dominion won nearly $800 million from Fox back in April. More news at townhall.com. Alleged murder and mayhem in Las Vegas.
Two teenagers indicted and charged as adults with several felonies, including murder and auto theft, after allegedly recording the very moment they targeted and fatally struck a bicyclist in a hit-and-run. Police say the evidence shows the 16 and 17-year-olds were responsible for at least three hit-and-run incidents on August 14th. Those include the death of one cyclist who was a former Los Angeles area police chief. Jason Walker reporting.
Starting next year, people who want to buy a new or used electric or plug-in hybrid vehicle will be able to get income tax credits at the time of purchase. Treasury Department says the near-instant credits of up to $7,500 for an eligible new vehicle, $4,000 for a qualifying used, should lower purchasing costs for consumers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, DAP spray texture, and Deich coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. We are here to help you do just that. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, fall is upon us, but all those leaves falling from the trees, what is the best way to get rid of them? We're going to have the answer just ahead.
Yeah, those leaves are going to be upon you, too. So also ahead, concrete. It may be one of the world's most durable building materials, but there's still times when it needs a repair to fix a crack or even to resurface the concrete that's become damaged. So we're going to share some tips on the easiest ways that you can make that fix.
Yeah, and make it once so you won't have to do it again, because that's what happens to so many people. They fix it over and over and over again. And also ahead, when temperatures start to drop, your energy costs start to go up. So plugging drafts around windows is a good way to reverse that trend. We're going to highlight the best ways to make sure your windows keep the energy in and the drafts out.
All right, but first, are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this fall? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So let us know what you are working on.
We can also hook you up with a great product we're giving away to one very lucky listener. We have got from Deich Coatings the new Marble Dream coating system. It allows you to roll on a new marble surface in just a weekend. It retails for $169, but it's going to go out to one listener drawn at random who calls us with a home improvement question. So reach out to us. Two ways to do that. Go to moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And with that, let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Mindy in Kentucky is on the line and has a flooring question. How can we help you with your project?
Yes. We have a really hideous linoleum in our on our kitchen floor. It's actually been in the house since we bought it. And, of course, it's starting to peel up, and there's actually other linoleum under it. And actually, I'm really afraid to dig any deeper to see how many levels might be on it. I was just wondering, is it worth the time and effort, you know, and possible extra cost to just take everything up?
Do you have a dishwasher in that kitchen?
No, we do not. I'd love to have one, but I do not have one, no.
Well, the reason I ask you is because if you don't take up the old floor, you'd end up sort of sealing in the dishwasher, and it's hard to remove it after that. I mean, generally speaking, I'm an advocate of taking up the old flooring because I think it's kind of sloppy to put new layers over the old. But I could see if it's difficult to get it up or for budget reasons that you don't want to go in that direction. But I would recommend you take it up if you can.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mindy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Brent in West Virginia is on the line with an HVAC question. What's going on? You guys are freezing over there?
So I've got this two-level house. It's been cut in half, and then each level has been raised a half of a level. So it's a four-level house.
So it's a split-level house?
Yes.
Okay. And where's the heating system located?
Second floor.
Okay. And it's hot air, so there's ducts that supply the air to the lower levels?
It's forced air, correct.
Forced air. Okay, got it. All right, so your problem is that your lower level is staying cold. And what about your upper level? Does that overheat in the summer?
It does, but the issue is that in the summertime, I can close the vents downstairs, and I can cool the upstairs. And the downstairs stays cool because it's underground. But the reverse does not happen in the wintertime.
Right. I'll tell you that the split level house is one of the most difficult homes to get even heating and cooling. So one thing that you could do is add an additional, well, first of all, you want to make sure that what's there is working properly. So you have good airflow coming out of the registers and you have good return of the air in the room going back to the HVAC system. So I would take a look at the return on the supply. But I will say that probably the easiest thing to do is to add supplemental heat to cover you on the coldest days. That would probably be less expensive than running all the ductwork that you'd have to do to run to get it to work properly off just the forced air. You could put electric baseboard radiators in there as supplements. You could even put a through-the-wall heat pump, which is something actually that Leslie did to bring some additional temperature consistency to her lower room of her house. And I've got one in a room in my house that had some inconsistent issues. And it just provides additional supplemental heat to be able to even out that space. Because otherwise, what you probably find yourself doing is you overheat the rest of the house when it's really cold downstairs. You turn the heat up to try to make that downstairs warmer, and then the upstairs gets very hot, and you're wasting a lot of energy on that heat. So trying to get that balanced out is the right thing to do. I would tell you electric baseboards only because they're the least expensive way to go. Even though they're expensive to run, they're the least expensive to install, and you're probably not going to use them, you know, 24/7. You'll use them selectively. So that's a situation where I would do that, and I would also make sure they're hooked up to a central thermostat that could be operated by a clock setback mechanism.
How about that? Okay, I will certainly give that a try.
All right, Brent, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mary in North Dakota needs some help with a concrete floor. What can we do for you?
We got crumbling concrete on the basement floor.
Okay.
After water problems this spring.
All right.
And it's very crumbly and powdery.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places on it that I'd like to paint if I could.
Do you want to try to stabilize the deterioration of the concrete?
Yeah. I was wondering if there's some kind of sealant that could be sprayed or poured on it.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, in terms of the water problem, is this a problem that happened after a heavy rainfall?
Yeah.
All right. So if you've got water that comes in after a heavy rainfall, I want to make sure we try to slow this down so it doesn't happen again. Adding sump pumps, things of that nature, is not going to stop this from happening again. What stops the heavy rainfall from getting in is outside looking at your gutters and your grading, making sure that downspouts are discharging away from the house, making sure your gutters are clean, making sure soil slopes away from the house. We've got extensive articles, actually several of them, on moneypit.com. Just search how to stop a leaking basement as the same advice, and we talk about the proper drainage improvements. So do that first. And then in terms of the concrete itself, you can use a patching compound. Quikrete has a patching compound product. You definitely want to use the patching compound because it's designed to stick to the old concrete. If you try to put new concrete over it, it's not going to stick. So the ready-to-use patching compounds are trowel applied. They're latex formulas, so it's easy to clean up. But that will seal the old concrete. Then once that dries, then you can paint it. And what I would look for is an epoxy floor paint. The epoxy paints I like because they're a chemical cure. When you buy the floor paint, you get the paint in a gallon can that's about three-quarters filled, and then a quart of hardener. You mix them together, stir them up, and then you apply the paint. Sometimes there's an additive that goes in after the fact that gives you some texture to the floor, helps kind of hide the dirt. But patching it first, then adding an epoxy paint, will have that looking like new in no time.
Okay, so but the name of the sealant was called what?
Quikrete, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E. It's Quikrete Concrete Patching Compound. Good stuff. Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We'd love to lend you a hand with all of your projects, or maybe projects you're thinking of starting, or perhaps one that's gone awry, mid-project. Well, whatever it is, reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, the season is called fall for a reason. All those pretty leaves will soon drop from the trees and cover your yard with vibrant colors. We're going to share a trick of the trade for fast leaf cleanup when the Money Pit returns. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, whether you are doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge about how you can get those jobs done right the first time. So follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Whether you're working inside or out, if you've got questions on how to get those projects done, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you do, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat because we've got to give away today from Deich Coatings the new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. It lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few simple steps with no special skills needed, and you'll have a tough, resilient marble surface with those very distinct defined veins or one with soft swirling veins. You decide. Just roll on your colorful new Marble Dream finish. That kit's available for $169 at DeichCoatings.com, but we've got one to give away to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with a home improvement question. So make that you. Head on over to MoneyPit.com/ask.
All right, now we've got Richard in Illinois on the line who's getting some water through the foundation. Tell us what's going on.
What it is over time, I've got a ranch house with a walkout basement. And on the walkout, when you come out, there is a retaining wall that is about 8 foot tall where it meets the house. It hasn't really separated from the house, but there is water that gets in between the retaining wall and the foundation, and then it gathers right at the bottom on a heavy rain and then seeps back into the basement. So I'm trying to figure out, the previous owner that had this house has put something in there like a caulking of some type that has gotten hard over time, and it's not slowing it down too much.
So this is a gravity situation. So let's give you a gravity solution. Let's have the drainage work with you and not against you. And by the way, you can seal this till the cows come home, and it's still going to find its way in. What you have to do is stop the water from accumulating. So on the opposite side of this retaining wall, I'm guessing that there's some runoff that goes towards the wall.
Yes, there is.
So what you're going to want to do is intercept that runoff so we don't get as much water that collects in that area. What we want to try to do is limit the amount of water that gets in that area to just direct rainfall with no runoff. That means no gutter discharge, no runoff from higher elevations. So the way we do that is first of all, examine the gutter situation and make sure there's no water dropping at the high side of this where it could work its way down. If there is, you've got to run a pipe underground to get it to a place where it's not going to interfere with leakage into the basement. Secondly, in terms of intercepting the runoff, what you could do is install something called a curtain drain, Richard. It's a rather simple drain that you might construct yourself. You dig a trench that's about 12 inches deep and 12 inches wide. You put some stone in that trench, then you put a perforated pipe on top of the stone, surround it with more stone, lay a piece of filter cloth across the top, and cover it with soil. So it's all done. It's invisible. And the end of that drain that you just installed should exit the daylight somewhere. So you need to figure out the best way to do that based on the configuration of your yard. What that will do is it'll intercept the water that's coming down from higher elevations. It'll fall into that trench, come up into the pipe, and then run around the house as opposed to collecting in that particular corner. If we can keep the water from collecting in that area, you will probably be just fine because it's rare that just direct rainfall accumulates enough water to actually leak in the house. It's almost always the runoff from gutters and from drainage.
Right. Well, and needless to say, I'll probably have to do some get rid of some landscaping because it's got some little green bushes there along that wall as well. So
yeah, and that's a good point because sometimes you can make the problem worse by having landscaping that traps water. So just think in terms of water control here, not in terms of trying to seal that water out, and I think you'll be in good shape. Richard, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, fall is upon us, and with all those leaves falling from the trees, have you ever noticed that many people like to burn the leaves? Well, burning them is not necessarily the best idea, guys, because flames can easily spread. Plus, you're giving up the nutrients that may have helped to feed your yard. Now, a much safer option is to toss those leaves into a compost bin, and then you can nurture the flowers and vegetable gardens come springtime. If you've got a lawnmower and it's suited for mulching, you can actually run it over the leaves as well, and those chopped up pieces will help feed the grass as it remains dormant through the winter months. So those leaves really can be helpful if you've got a way to process them.
Absolutely. Now, of course, if your town offers leaf pickup, you might be able to just rake them to the curb, but here's a trick for that. What I do is I like to lay out a tarp on the grass, like maybe a 10 by 10 blue tarp, and then I rake the leaves onto the tarp in a big old pile, basically as big a pile as I can get the leaves to stay on there without falling off. Then I drag the tarp to the curb and then dump the leaves. It makes the job go a lot faster. I mean, if you're trying to do it one wheelbarrow at a time, it takes a long time. But with the tarp, not so much.
Peggy in Louisiana is on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a slab concrete bottom, and it's built up with the board skeletons, and it's covered with vinyl siding. And being in Louisiana, it rains a lot, and the rain comes on the porch to where it's eating the inside wall, which is wooden on the bottom. And I want to know how I can seal the outside vinyl siding to concrete slab to keep the water from coming in.
So what's happening is that your concrete slab is in contact with the bottom of the vinyl siding. Is that correct?
Yes.
And right under that siding, is that a wood wall all the way down to the bottom where that slab is? Because typically you'd have about 6 inches of foundation before you started the siding at a minimum, and then the vinyl siding would start. So if your vinyl siding is going down flush to the slab, it's going to be almost impossible for you to seal it in any way, shape, or form from the outside and stop that from happening. Your only chance would be to take the siding off and then to install some flexible flashings. There's different types of flashing that you can use. There are rubberized flashings that are very good because you can basically form them wherever you need to get that entire area as tight as you possibly can, and then put the siding back on top of that. Siding itself, especially vinyl siding, you know, if you were to caulk that or anything of that nature, it's not really designed to seal in that way. So I feel like you're just going to be kind of running yourself in circles there. And while it could stop to some extent or slow down, at least temporarily, that leakage that you're reporting, the only way to really fix that and to get to the bottom of it is to pull that siding off and to flash it. And the only, we're only talking about the bottom of the siding here, not the all the siding on the house. But the bottom couple of pieces would have to come off to do this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Teresa on the line who wants to change her deck from paint to stain. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We have a deck. We have replaced half of the deck with, what do you call it, pre-treated lumber.
Yep, treated lumber, okay.
And I really don't know what to do because half the deck is now, you know, replaced, and the other half is still painted with paint, not stain.
Are you planning on replacing the painted lumber as well or not?
Well, I was actually wanting to use some type of solid stain because I think they've come out with some new stuff now, and maybe I would use it over all of the deck.
Yeah, the thing is, since it's been painted, you're really going to have to get that old paint off. You can't stain over paint because there's nothing for the stain to soak into unless it's so worn that it's exposed sort of the pores of the wood. But you're talking about a solid color stain and has a lot of pigment in it. It kind of looks like paint. It just doesn't have the glaze to it, but it gives it a lot of protection. And since the pressure-treated side is brand new, I would tell you to probably wait until next spring to tackle that because the first year there's a lot of chemicals in that pressure-treated lumber. We like to let them evaporate out a bit first.
Oh, okay, because I had heard a couple of different things. I was gung-ho, ready to go. Now, and you think that part of the deck is actually covered. So you think I need to strip that off of there?
I'd be concerned because I don't think the stain is gonna stick on top of the paint. I mean, the idea of stain is it soaks into the wood. You can paint over stain, but you can't stain over paint, okay?
Okay. So what products are out there that would maybe?
Paint. I mean, like I said, paint would work for all of it, but then you'd be committing to painting the rest of the deck unless you just wanted to have it be sort of two-tone or at least one, you know, one is painted and one is stained. You're going to see a difference between the two, but maybe you can figure out a way to make that work from a decor perspective.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. You can download the Angie app today. Just ahead, concrete may be one of the world's most durable building materials, but there are still times when it does need a repair. You know, you got to fix a crack or even resurface the concrete that's become damaged. So we're going to have some tips on the easiest way to make that fix next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, concrete is one of the world's most durable building materials. But even though it's tough, there are still times when it needs a repair to fix a crack or even to resurface concrete that's become damaged. Quikrete makes a wide variety of concrete repair products that can help. With us to talk about how to choose the right fix for your broken, worn, or cracked concrete surfaces is Ted Woods.
You know, Ted, we often hear from listeners who have to repair concrete, but they do so by patching over the old surface with new concrete, which, of course, falls off fairly quickly, leaving them kind of right back where they started. It seems everyone makes the same mistake, and it really has all to do with adhesion, getting that repair product to stick to the old concrete, right?
Yeah, that's a common mistake that people make when they're doing those repairs. They think that you can just mix up a regular mix of a concrete mix and put it right on top, but there's much more to it. Go to our repair areas. We've got all the products to handle that. Usually what they're missing is some sort of bonding agent to make that mix stick to the existing slab. And fortunately, a lot of our products, we try to incorporate that into it now so that they don't have to add it. You just get the right mix. If it says polymer modified or advanced polymer design or formula, that generally will tell you that it has the ingredients in there. Once you mix that up or apply it, it's going to stick to that concrete.
Now, what about just general repair items? I mean, a lot of people are just looking to extend the life of the concrete they've already got without totally replacing things.
Yeah, what's great is, you know, concrete's durable. It'll last for a long time, but it starts to look a little dingy and maybe get a crack or two in it. If it's strong and still sitting there in great shape, you don't have to tear it out and replace it. You can repair it or recover it and make it look new and get many more years out of it. We've got what we call the Recap Resurfacer, which is a great product to get that old concrete looking new again. I kind of compare it to taking an old car that runs good, but it's got a lot of dents and dings in it. So you're going to fix up that outside, those dents, and repaint it and get them look brand new. That's what we do with the Recap Resurfacer. We fix up that old existing concrete slab, get it cleaned off real well, and then we apply that to it, just a little thin layer on top, and it looks brand new. It's great.
I used that Recap product on a fairly big floor that was very uneven, and I was really impressed with it because when we were done, it looked just like a brand new concrete slab, even though we had just essentially put a very thin layer of the Recap over it. But it's been super durable, and it looks great. We've got it all painted up now. It looks fantastic. So that's a pretty impressive product. And I remember when you guys were developing that at some of the trade shows, I remember seeing a test that you did where you tried to separate the Recap after it was dried, of course, from the concrete below. And that stuff was so strongly bonded that you ended up pulling up rocks with it from the original concrete, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's our goal, was to make that adhere as strong as possible. And when you do the pull test on that, we've had them go up as high as like 400 pounds of pressure to pull that apart. And that's where you've seen that pull that existing concrete slab off there. So, yeah, it's great. Now, one thing, though, you know, to have that type of adhesion, they got to make sure they got the surface prepped right. And we've seen people, like, say, maybe a driveway that they're going to resurface, and the car has been parked there, and maybe once in a while they get a drip of oil down there. You know, that's what causes those not to stick in the long term. So when people are doing their prep work, they really need to make sure they're cleaning that and following the directions on it by taking the power washer out there and hitting those areas. One great test I've seen for that, there's to take just your water and spray it down there. And if the water soaks into the concrete, hey, that's a good sign that you've got it clean and it's ready. But if you see it beat up like, you know, it does on a car when there's wax, that's a good indication there's something still on the concrete there that's going to probably cause a problem down the road. Need to go back and re-clean that area, re-scrub it. So that's usually a good tip for those homeowners that are doing this the first time. It's saved a lot of people time and effort going back and doing something again.
And you do have to allow some drying time again after you do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Just to do that, let it dry, set it up. And when you get ready to put your Recap on, you do want to do a light little water on there as well, because that helps it adhere. If it's a dry surface and you go to start spreading that, the moisture gets sucked out of it from the concrete slab you're covering, and it starts setting up too quick. So you do want to do a little mist over everything and then start taking your squeegee and pushing it around.
We're talking to Ted Woods. He is a concrete repair expert with Quikrete. Hey, Ted, I want to ask you about the self-leveling sealant products, because we get questions from folks that have concrete driveways or walkways, and the expansion joints have failed years back, so they have these big gaps, and they want to reseal them so that we don't have water getting in there and weeds getting in there as well. Is that a good application for a self-leveling sealant that's going to sort of find its own level in perhaps a wider gap?
Yep, that's the one out of our advanced polymer formulas. We've got the one for the joints like that to come in there and fill that back in. So once it does crack, and that's where we do want it to crack, in those stress joints that we put in there, but we do not want the water getting under there. And what's great is you apply that to your crack. And as a rule, you generally don't want to go any larger than 1 inch wide on those cracks or a half inch deep with the advanced polymers. So a lot of people will use that backer rod, the little foam rod you can buy. They'll tuck that down into the crack with a putty knife, fork, or a screwdriver, whatever you've got there. And then so you're only filling up that last half inch. We find it performs better when it's like that versus dripping all the way down into a 4 inch slab. So then what happens with that polymer formula, it sticks to the sides. It adheres great there, gives you a watertight bond, but yet it's still flexible enough that pad moves a little bit, it'll still hold and flex with it, so you'll have a long-lasting repair.
And that really is the key, because if you let water get into those spaces, you know, that's where you get the trouble, right? You get the frost and the heave and the cracking, you know, especially with slabs or steps. That's why it's important to have those gaps and those cracks repaired fairly quickly so that you prevent that from happening. Because many times, you know, I spent 20 years as a home inspector, and you can see where you have a step, for example, it's got a crack in it, and you know it didn't look like that when it first happened, but the water getting in there winter after winter and expanding, you know, more and more and more, that's what causes the problem and makes these really simple repairs very, very expensive. So getting those cracks quick really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I agree 100% that water's the enemy in there, and you, especially if you're in an environment where you're going to have hard freeze-thaw cycles, it's going to move it, and it'll keep that crack growing. And people are amazed if they have to tear something out and they see how much erosion's taking place underneath their slab or their steps. So, but if they'd have got after it right away and filled that crack the first time they seen it starting to appear, they probably could have extended the life greatly on that.
We're talking to Ted Woods from Quick Creek. Ted, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If folks have questions about your products or really how to do the repair, what's the best way to get in touch?
Go to quickcrete.com. That's quickrete.com. And we have a live chat that's available as soon as you go to that site. They'll pop up on your screen. So if you're working on a project or got a repair question, type it in there, and some people from our technical lab will answer your question right then and there and get you on your way.
Ted Woods from Quickcrete, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Still to come, the right replacement windows can make a big difference in your energy bills. We've got some tips to help you choose the best windows for the biggest impact next.
Live in the Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Here's a great reason to reach out to Team Money Pit. I mean, we're going to help you with your projects, but we love to give away prizes as well. And we've got a good one to help making the inside of your house more lovely for the upcoming holiday season. We've got the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by Deich Coatings. Now, this is a fantastic kit that is super easy to do. It's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit. You can get four different color choices. You can use it on countertops, vanities, tabletops. So if a new bathroom or a new kitchen just is not in the cards this year and that's something you're dreaming of, this is a great way for you to achieve that. It's a kit, so you've got everything you need there. The kit itself sells for $169, but it's going to one lucky listener for free.
Reach out right now for your chance to win that Marble Surfaces Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Charlotte and Georgia need some help making some glue go away. What happened?
Hey, I had a new linoleum laid, and the glue that they used to glue the floor down with,
yep,
a lot of it got on my floor. And
oh boy.
I've been using a knife to scrape it off, but I didn't really want to hurt my linoleum, and I was just wondering if there's any kind of product that I can use to get that glue up.
Wow, that's tricky because I would be concerned. I mean, there are flooring adhesive removers specifically designed for that type of adhesive, but I would be concerned about its impact on the floor. So I would tell you to search for a flooring adhesive remover, and then I would tell you to use it very carefully and watch for any color changes in the flooring. Perhaps even if you have an extra scrap piece of that vinyl, that would be perfect. You can try it out on that, but we want to make sure that it doesn't damage the vinyl in any way, shape, or form.
Sounds good.
All right, Charlie, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're thinking about buying new windows, you might be overwhelmed at the choices that are out there. So here's a tip. Read the label. Specifically, there are a few numbers on that label that can help you find the most energy-efficient window for your home. So first of all, you want to consider the U value. Now, that measures a window's ability to insulate. Then you want to consider the amount of solar energy a window transmits, which is often called the solar heat gain coefficient, or SHGC. Just remember that the lower the U value in SHGC, the more efficient the window. It's like a golf score. You want the lower number.
Now, you can also order different glazing options for windows based on the side of the house that they will be installed on. So, for example, get the lowest UV value windows you can afford on the north-facing windows, since that's the coldest side of the house. And also look for windows with double panes, low E coatings, low conductivity gas fill between the panes, and then wood, vinyl, or fiberglass frames. And if you can't remember all of this, just remember this one thing. There's a label on most windows today. It's the NFRC label, and it's going to be the same label on all windows. It stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council. And they have all those other ratings as part of this listed in a way that you can easily compare. So if you're looking at a window, you see the NFRC rating, take a picture of that rating. Take a picture of that label. Then go look at other windows later. You'll know what the first set was, and you can compare to the second set and so on and make the best possible choice for your house.
Mike and George is on the line with a question about flooring. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, hey, Leslie, well, I'll tell you what. I got a problem. We had to pull up some carpet in the floorway. It's kind of L-shaped. Well, the old hound dog's kind of old, and it kind of urinated right there in one spot. Short of pulling up the floor and then replacing all that, what can we do?
So do you want to refinish the floor, and are we talking about hardwood floors here, Mike?
Well, it's got a blonde finish, more or less translucent.
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to refinish the floors and you sand those floors, you'll be able to get through that surface staining, and you won't have too much residual. I mean, we're way past talking about how to clean it, but what happens is you get acid in there from the pets, and that can change the color. But it's been my experience that a traditional floor sanding will cut through that without too much difficulty. So if you're thinking about refinishing the floors, what I generally recommend is, even if you want to do some of this yourself, is to have a professional do the sanding, because unless you use a floor sander as part of your day-to-day job, it's kind of a hard tool to handle. I mean, I grew up with tools my entire life. I wouldn't do my own floor sanding. I'd hire a pro for it, so I didn't ruin my floors. If you sneeze while you're using that, you know, you'll dig out of it. And then you could put two or three coats of good quality polyurethane on top of that. But I think a sanding will make that go away.
All right. Well, I appreciate your advice, sir. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand with all of your projects. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you're a pet lover, can you also have stylish decor? Can they coexist? Well, we're going to share how you and your pet can do just that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710 530
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For details.
where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button.
Lori wrote in, and she's doing a deck makeover with composite decking and says, we're replacing our deck boards with composite and utilizing the old joists, but we have many nail holes in them. What is the best and least expensive method of covering or sealing the nail holes to prevent water from getting inside? Is she talking about nail holes in the joists or nail holes in the new boards?
No, I think she's talking about nail holes in the joists. I had this exact issue. I did a couple of decks recently where we took off the old decking, but we used the original floor joists to support the new composite. And so when you pull up the old decking, of course, those tops of those joists are filled with lots of nail holes, and that actually can lead to rot. So the thing to do is to apply a product called flashing tape. It's widely available now. It's self-adhesive, kind of like peel and stick. And then it protects those tops areas of the joist. It comes either like single joist wide, like say 1¾ inches to about like 3.5 for a double joist. And it seals the top of the joist, and then you lay the composite on top of that. So not only does it seal off those old holes, but when you drive new screws in that hold the composite in, it forms a seal around them as well. So that's all you need here, Lori. You need to pick up some flashing tape and seal those tops of those joists before you put the composite decking back on.
And believe me, Lori, when Tom says he's been doing some decking projects lately, he's been doing like a ton of decking projects. So definitely take his advice here. A lot, let's be honest.
Some, you know. Well, if you're an animal lover, can you also have stylish decor that can coexist with you and your pets? Well, Leslie says you can and has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you've got pets, you definitely do not have to sacrifice the home decor that you want. You know, durable, easy-to-clean paints, antimicrobial, stain-resistant rugs, and more, all of that does mean that you can have a beautiful home and a furry pet. It doesn't mean that they're incompatible anymore. You can have all of these things together. I mean, my sister and her husband have the most amazingly beautiful designed house, and they have about 6 cats at any given time with all these rescues that they do. So there are ways that you can have all of these things together. So first of all, think about paints. There's a lot of painting companies out there that now have flat paints that are wipeable, and that used to be only offered with a glossy paint, which really is not attractive for a wall surface. So now you can have a beautiful paint that looks rich and deep and lovely in a room, but still be able to clean it. Now, fabrics, you can find stain-resistant and antimicrobial fibers in a range of styles and soft textures. Look for textiles that have nanotechs, and that means that those fibers are going to be stain-resistant and waterproof, 2 things you definitely need when you've got a pet at home. And it really might be a luxury to devote a single room, or maybe if you have a large enough mudroom, that kind of creates a pet bedroom or a pet hangout zone. But a lot of people do have some space for this, and it's definitely become more common. I mean, even if you find that this space does double duty as your home office or the laundry room, you can create a secure area for a pet by keeping their food, their bed, the familiar toys that they love, all in this one spot. So there's a lot of things that you can do to make sure that that pet is comfy and happy in your home, but that you also get the things that you choose and that you love and that you want in your design space. So don't be afraid. Ask questions about super durable fabrics, wall coverings, fabrics for window treatments, upholstery fabrics, carpets, all of it, because you can have it. You can have pets. And then with the right cleaners, when those accidents do happen, you can definitely make that go away.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you in the market for new furniture but don't have a big budget to buy new? Well, if so, upcycling might be for you. We're going to have tips to help you get started, including tips on what makes the best furniture choices for an upcycle on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.